Good morning, everyone. National Guardsmen this morning are joining police and volunteers clearing away the wreckage left last night by tornadoes that killed at least 17 persons and injured some 100 in Minnesota. At least 10 tornadoes chewed up farmlands in Iowa, then moved into Minnesota. At Duluth, three boys were swept into raging Lake Superior and a Coast Guardsman died while trying to recover their bodies. Governor William Guy has declared a state of emergency in North Dakota as snow, sleet, and high winds pelt the state. A blizzard arrived last night, causing interruption of electric and telephone service in many communities. Snow also fell on South Dakota, piling up drifts of 4 and 5 feet. No deaths or injuries have been reported in either North or South Dakota. Battlefront reports say 200 U.S. Marines have been killed or wounded trying to drive North Vietnamese troops from two peaks on the North-South Vietnamese border. A massive communist offensive has been building in the area. At least 200 communists were killed in the fighting yesterday. The Twin Peaks dominate the infiltration routes any communist force would have to take to move south in the area. In the air war, U.S. planes staged their biggest raid in 6 months yesterday. The raiders met heavy anti-aircraft fire and swarms of MiG interceptors. One MiG was shot down by an Air Force Thunder Chief fighter bomber. It was the 45th communist MiG shot down in the air war. The big raid yesterday was aimed at rail yards and sightings around Hanoi. U.S. military experts said the North Vietnamese have moved their surface-to-air missile sites down to within 10 miles of South Vietnam, apparently getting set for a strong offensive move. The Kremlin paraded 70 missiles through Red Square in the traditional May Day celebration. The Soviet Union said the missiles are needed to defend Russia against what one speaker called sinister plots by America. The Soviets also attacked Red China and its policy of going its own way within the communist bloc. China, in turn, attacked the Soviets. It again accused the Russians of collusion with the United States in Vietnam. Peking saying under no circumstances will it cooperate with the Soviet Union in forming a united communist front in the Vietnam War. Japanese correspondents in Peking say up to 1 million persons are expected for today's May Day demonstration. Mao Zedong is to attend the main rally at the Gate of Heavenly Peace. That so-called love-in staged by Detroit's hippie community erupted into violence for a while last night. Police say the gathering on Belle Isle broke into a melee of rock-throwing, bottle-throwing, and swearing at officers. They said a crowd estimated at upwards of 2,000 began hurling objects after police had nudged most of the people from the Highland Park. At least 9 persons suffered injuries from flying rocks or bottles, and officers arrested 2 persons for assault and inciting to riot. The disruption came near sundown after about 7 hours of relative quiet during the love-in. Detroit's hippie or beatnik set had sponsored the love-in to demonstrate goodwill and brotherhood. Earlier, all was happiness and good cheer on Belle Isle. Hippies walked about with painted faces, wearing beads, feathers, Indian blankets, sandals, and beards or shoulder-length hair. Many wore brightly colored clothes. Some passed out bananas and bread and balloons with the word love printed on them. The youngsters played jump rope and cracked the whip. Many brought their picnic lunches. A 14-year-old boy is being held in the Wayne County Youth Home on charges of murdering 2 little sisters in Westland. Police say the youth, whose name is being withheld, had sniffed glue only a couple of hours before the slayings last Friday afternoon. Officers say other children with the boy in the glue-sniffing party have given evidence pointing to the youngster as the killer. Glue-sniffing can bring the same kind of feeling that is caused by drinking alcoholic beverages. The 2 murder victims were 8-year-old Deborah Crowder and her 6-year-old sister, Kimberly. It has been decided by Wayne County Prosecutor William Cahalan that the 14-year-old will not be tried as an adult. He is under the mandatory juvenile statute. Ford Motor Company joined Chrysler and GM in announcing steep declines in profits for the first quarter of 1967, profits down 43% from last year. The weather for metropolitan Detroit, a 70% chance of showers and thundershowers today, high 65, the present temperature 58.
Dave White in the 5 o'clock summary of the news has been presented by the Goodwill Station. Our next report at 5:55 this morning with major summaries at 7, 8, and 9 o'clock. Now stay tuned for Marsh Wells and the Town and Country program next on the Goodwill Station, WJR, in Detroit. Thank you very much, John Bell, and hello, everyone. Welcome to your Town and Country for Monday, the early morning rural urban broadcast on Capital Cities WJR Radio. This is Farm Editor Marshall Wells, wondering just what setting your clock happens to show on this first day of May. Whatever it is, I hope the situation makes it possible for more listeners to be joining us for these regularly scheduled reports. And we'll check over some of the standard market figures in just 1 minute.
Camel's real taste satisfies hunger.
You're listening to a favorite song, the Camel Song. And Camel stands for real taste that comes from great tobaccos. Now, here's something new, the Camel Filter Song for new Camel Filters.
Camel filters have a real taste too. Camel filters have a real taste too. Camel filters have a real taste too. Camel filter cigarettes.
Put them together and what have you got? Two great Camel cigarettes, that's what.
Camel have a real taste too. That is my longer. Camel have a real taste too.
The livestock prices on the Chicago market last week trended a little higher. Butcher hogs are mostly 50 cents up. Slaughter steers holding just about steady. The slaughter heifers are strong to 50 cents on the plus side, and slaughter lambs are fully 50 cents higher. The hog totals at Chicago, 31,100 head. You can compare that with the 26,500 of the previous week and the 26,800 of just a year ago. Hog receipts, incidentally, on the Chicago trade were the heaviest for any 1 week since back in January. Butcher hogs, ones and twos in grade, 200-230-pound averages, sold anywhere from 19 up to a 19.5 top. Most of the 1-2s and 3s, 190-230-pounders, were bracketed 18.25 to 19. The cattle run at Chicago, 20,500 head last week. Compared that with the 22,900 of the previous session, or the 26,800 of just a year ago. Prime steers ranged 24.75 up to 26.25. Some of the high choice in prime, 24.75 to 26 even. The high choice to prime heifers, 24.25, 24.75. The sheep totals at Chicago last week, an even 1,000. You can compare that with the 600 of the previous week or the 1,400 of just a year ago. Some of the wool slaughter lambs, choice and grade, weighing 110, 114 pounds in weight, topped out at $25. The official estimate for today's Chicago opener, they're looking for 11,000 cattle for today's run, 7,000 hogs, and 500 sheep or lambs. On the grain future market at Chicago last week, wheat finished out 2.75 lower, 0.375 per bushel higher, winding up at the May bid, 163.875, $1.64 even. Corn, 1.125, 4.5 lower. The May contract, 129.125. The May corn bid, 129.125, 129.25. Oats, 0.75, 2.125 lower. The May quotation, 70.125. 70 cents even. Rye, 3.375, 3.875 lower. A May quotation, 116.875, $1.16.75. And soybeans finish out the list, 1/2, 4.25 lower. The May contract, 281.25, 281.5. Now, on our cash grain report this morning, the way things should start out at your local elevator, wheat is listed 1.625 higher. Rye, 3/8 lower. Oats 1/2 lower, soybeans 3/4 higher, corn 1/4 higher. The bean market shows navy beans at $6.20. They're asking for bids on cranberries, $8 in the dark red kidney, $7.25 in the light red, and they're asking for bids on the pintos. So much for the markets. Now here's a word from our friends at Chrysler.
Jim Ferry of Grosse Pointe Chrysler Plymouth gives wild deals on Detroit's hometown car, the 67 Chrysler. Competition takes him pretty hard.
Don't cry, John. Incidentally, John Bell mentioned that I took some rather oddball, I suppose would be the best description, oddball photographs over at Belle Isle yesterday. Well, the one that I'm going to enter in the snapshot competition is one of Big John himself, balancing on 1 foot atop a tall piece of statuary, smoking not one, but smoking two bananas at a time. I asked John if it wasn't against the law to imbibe in such practices. He says there is a move, he understands, underway to make it illegal, but they're going to try to get it repealed. Some, I guess, dry and smoke the skin. John does it the hard way. He smokes the inside. I asked him a little earlier about it, and he said, well, what's wrong with my idea? You smoke camels, I smoke bananas. We had quite a few replies or questions, inquiries, after our comments Saturday morning relative to the annual chicken barbecue school that's going to be held next Saturday, this coming Saturday, May the 6th. It's going to be held on the parking lot, the south parking lot at Anthony Hall from the campus of Michigan State University starting at 12 noon. That's next Saturday, this coming Saturday. So if you're going to be shouldering the responsibilities of carrying on one of these very popular chicken barbecues for your club, for your school, or organization this summer, this might be something that you'll certainly want to attend. It's the annual chicken barbecue school. On the south parking lot, Anthony Hall, Michigan State University, starting at 12 noon this coming Saturday, May the 6th. And if you get in touch with George Scott, he's the executive secretary of the Michigan Allied Poultry Industries, I'm sure that George will be very helpful in giving you any additional information. You can reach George through the Department of Poultry Science, Michigan State University, East Lansing. Right now, here's a word about that favorite pastime called baseball.
What's all the excitement?
It's my boy.
What happened?
He got mad, picked up a ball bat, and started swinging. He beat nine other fellas all by himself.
Oh, no.
They got him in the lineup.
At police headquarters?
At Tiger Stadium. He's my son, the ball player.
Oh, it's a lot of fun to go to a ball game where the Fighting Tigers play.
Tigers really did well with themselves, didn't they, yesterday? Took both ends of a very important doubleheader. You know, you might ask, what is it about Red Man chewing tobacco that makes it such an enjoyment practice for most men? Well, basically, it's Red Man's choice of tobacco. Red Man selects only the finest choice cigar leaf. And that leaf is aged and cured by Red Man's own special process. A process that locks in the flavor for a longer-lasting chew. They call it welded-in flavor, and only Red Man has it. Red Man chewing tobacco does taste the very best. And once you've tried it, I don't believe you'll ever go back to anything else. Red Man is the favorite of millions. It's America's best chew. So get some today in that big, bright, familiar green package. Make your day a little brighter. Your workload just a little lighter. Well, our music man on this first day of May is a gentleman of many faces, many talents, one of them being a guitar virtuoso. And Roy Clark is going to demonstrate his ability with a tune that he calls simply A Worried Mind.
Thank you.